This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, is Josh Reddick, former Astros, how would you describe that? If I say former Astros, what?
Fan favorite, I'd say.
Okay. All right, that's better than what I was going to say. So former Astros fan favorite, Josh Reddick.
Such a hater.
What? I was going to say former Astros player that the team was able to work around, Josh Reddick.
Winning spot.
Winning spot. Big Josh Reddick. Tell me if this is fair or foul. Tyler told me a story which ended with Josh Reddick half naked. So I and his wife.
Yep.
So I want you to tell the story.
Not Reddick's wife, my wife.
Your wife, yes, Megan. Shout out to Megan. Happy belated, long belated birthday for you. But tell the people what happened. Is this fair or foul? You got a problem with Josh Reddick. For his business, for he goes about doing his business with this.
I think that's fair, certainly. I don't know if I'd use the word I have a problem with Joshy, but I definitely Josh. Am not a fan of how he went about his business here.
Let the people know. Let us.
So last month was my wife's birthday, and she is a massive Josh Reddick fan. Big Astros fan, my wife, and Reddick is arguably her favorite player during this whole golden era run, so I decided to
that's a damn shame, by the way, Megan. You're better than that. I mean, there's so many to pick from, and it's Josh. I mean, he ain't that attractive. Yeah. But go ahead.
She got his jersey and everything.
Oh, wasted that.
But no, big Reddick fan, my wife. And so for her birthday last month, I noticed that old Josh Reddick out there in old Crosby, Texas, is doing a little cameo action for some money on the side. He's doing these cameo videos where he personalizes some sort of message for people, right?
Sounds like a Josh Reddick move.
Yeah, so I hired him to wish a happy birthday to my wife, her being such a big fan and all.
Oh, so he knew it was to your wife.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah, he knew off the jump it was for my wife, her birthday. And this fool decided, and the message is great. The birthday message he gave my wife was great, but Josh decided it was a good idea in this cameo video to be strolling around with his shirt off. Just showing it all off, just right there. I mean, we're talking, you know, right in the camera, got that phone, that camera flipped around to him for these videos. And I mean, his torso is bare. And my thing is, what the hell, bro?
Yeah,
that's for my wife. I told you it's for my wife, Josh.
Just can't trust
you. She already finds you attractive enough.
You think that's his thing? You think he goes shirtless on all his wishes? I mean, that's it. Put your damn shirt.
You want to hear the message?
I think Tyler led that horse to water.
What do you mean?
You have a copy? Let me hear it.
You have
the message. Let's hear it.
I got it for you.
And so this whole thing is this is a shirtless Josh Reddick giving this message.
Can you see both nipples?
I'll have to look.
Does he have the? Can you see the? Maybe the V that he has going down.
No, he didn't go that low.
Baggy shorts.
It didn't go that low.
If he went that low,
it was pretty low overall what he did, but this is what it sounded like.
Hey there, Megan. Josh Reddick here. From what I hear, your favorite player, so I want to say thank you for that. We won't even talk about Tyler's favorite player, even though he is a Hall of Famer, so I really can't blame him for that. So I want to say thank you for being a fan. Thank you to both of you for the support for the Astros, past, present, and in the future. Happy 35th birthday, Megan. Like I said, this is from Tyler, so I just wanted to wish you the best of birthdays, and I hope it's the best one yet. Woo! Go Astros.
Sound like he just woke up with that woo at the end. Yeah, it was from me, Josh. So you hammered it home as you're standing there with your nips out, hey, your traps bulging through the screen. Clint, like, what are you doing?
Clint, that's pretty. That's a hell of a woo.
Even talk that, some trash on me.
To send that with your shirt off.
We're not going to talk
did
about
you
your husband's favorite player.
Did you request shirtless?
Did you?
Hell no.
Did you request it?
No.
You tell us the truth.
I told him that my wife's favorite was him and that my favorite was Craig Biggio, and I made a joke like, ah, sorry, Josh, Biggio's my favorite. But hell no, I didn't tell this fool what to wear, let alone not to wear anything.
So you probably pissed him off the little Biggio, ha, ha, ha.
And so he went out there and said, okay, I'm going to show your ass.
I mean, what? He said himself he's a Hall of Famer.
I got better nipples than the little dime sizes you're throwing
Tyler,
out there.
And I'm going to do this with the shirt off.
Sure as hell a lot less hairy.
Does he have an OnlyFans?
I mean,
it's the way his mind's rolling.
I mean, the money they're making, I thought about
and
it.
And with the way his mind is rolling, I'm going to do this thing shirtless.
I mean, just be professional, man. Just, you know.
I'll get the hell out of here. Like that bothered you.
I spent my hard-earned money on this. I'm not paying for Chippendales to wish her a happy birthday.
I got laid that night because of Josh.
I would have got laid no matter what that night. But that's besides the point.
Hey, I didn't know Josh was such a look-at-me guy.
I didn't know he had that in him either.
Y'all know that golf tournament?
I did. That's why I have a feeling, my personal feelings. On
woo!
You may have to Google this, T. But that golf tournament I played in the other day,
mm-hmm.
he was one of the guys, one of the celebrity golfers that was out there.
Should have hit him in the knees.
My man's got it's either a Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
Ooh.
It's got a big spider on the side of it. I don't know if he's a big Spider-Man fan. It's got his name, bro.
Do you know that?
It's got his name written on the side of the car.
Does he used to make?
Really? He lets everybody. It says Riddick.
It says Josh. I think it says Josh. I think it's his full name. It's down by the curb.
World Series champion.
I think it just says Josh Riddick. I know it says Riddick. I know I saw that on his car.
He's a huge Spider-Man guy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean. Spider-Man, Ferrari, Lambo, cool.
You chose to drive that one too.
I need to keep an eye out for that around Old Crosby.
Text line coming through. Tyler, did he make his pecs bounce at the end?
I don't know. I'll post the video on Twitter here in a second. Y'all can take it in for yourselves.
That would be a bit much. Hey man, wish my wife's
I'm
favorite player.
I'm
going
to pay you to wish my wife a happy birthday, man.
And then I'm coming out.
You're coming out.
Sure. Put on a nice polo.
I think you put him up to that.
I swear to you, I had no request of any sort regarding any attire for this man.
I think Tyler's a stand-up guy, but I can see how you get to that point. Just because I just don't know how that comes to a man that says, you know what? Like, in my mind, I'm thinking he did it at first. And said,
I think he just woke up.
This ain't it. No, let me come on out this shirt.
Let me come out of this shirt.
I think he woke up and saw a request.
Is it oiled? Is he oiled
up? It doesn't look shiny and oiled, no.
How did Megan feel about it?
Oh, she loved it. Oh, yeah. One of the best birthday gifts I've ever gotten her.
I think you probably sent a pineapple emoji at the end of your in your exchange with him.
Red mulch.
And by the way, Josh, if you're a fan of red mulch,
mulch and pineapple,
have that at
emoji.
No.
Hey, wink, wink. My wife's your biggest fan. You think you can throw a little baby oil on?
Oh,
I guess that means
really grinded my gears, man. You don't record a shirtless video for another man's wife on her birthday.
That threw me off. When you told me, I said, hold on, what?
So are you not a Reddick fan anymore?
I don't know.
You know what? To combining what you talked about, what he showed up in vehicle-wise, and listening to him on that, he does have a little bit of the look at me. Look at me like it's
a little bit more of showmanship than is that the right word?
It's probably fair.
It's a little bit more than I thought with Riddick. I didn't see the Ferrari with your name on it. Spider-Man, if you're a big Spider-Man, cool, that's whatever. I just like
the name
literally
does take it to a different
bro,
level.
Bro, I'm talking about literally block letters on the side of the rig, man.
That's me. That's me. It's my ride.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, so maybe is he getting into wrestling? Because it strikes me as he really strikes me as that's the end game wrestling or something.
Can you play it again? He said something at the front that was really.
We're not gonna talk about who your favorite player is.
Hey there, Megan. Josh Reddick here. From what I hear, your favorite player. So I want to say thank you for that. We won't even talk about Tyler's favorite player, even though he is a Hall of Famer. So I really can't blame him for that. So I want to say thank you for being a fan.
Hey, Megan, this is Josh Reddick. From what I hear, your favorite player.
Shouldn't have told him. Shouldn't have freaking told him.
Where's Josh originally from?
Who cares? Maybe one of the Carolinas?
A little accent there. Try to figure out where Josh Reddick is originally from.
Not sure. No, he's got that Lazy River spot out in Crosby Wisconsin. Now.
Well, damn, T, won't you just give everybody's address?
I have La Crosse, Wisconsin on there.
There's one house in Crosby that a former major leaguer would live in, so.
You know where it's at?
Yeah.
Hey there, Megan. Josh Reddick here. From what I hear, your favorite player, so I want to say thank you for that.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
From the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Okay, everything Josh said in the message was fine. It's just not cool that he did it shirtless.
Right?
I've been trying to tell you about Josh.
The real thing here is like, what did Megan think?
She loved it.
Well, you did a good job, man.
I don't want to do a good job if it involves another man without a shirt putting a smile on my wife's face.
I mean, he just teed her up for you.
I don't like that phraseology.
What he was thinking? You think that's what he was thinking?
I mean, I don't know if that's what he's thinking, but I'd like to at least
you think
like, at least for Tyler's sake, I'd like to think that's the only option here.
You think he is? You think Josh is has that type of awareness of like, yo, I'm her favorite player, probably because of the visual and not really what I do.
You
at the
probably
plate.
Understand there's a combo of things. It's not all baseball.
Not all baseball. So he said, I'm gonna go ahead and ham that thing up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Here you go, Tyler.
35.
Thank
get
you
ready,
later, bub.
It could be more. A 36 is what he said.
Wonder if Josh's wife knows he's recording these shirtless messages for strange women around Houston.
What are you going to do, tell her?
Maybe. Maybe she needs to know.
It is interesting. What did that cost you? Do you mind telling?
No, I can't remember. It wasn't too much. It was...
I mean, those things are...
It's less than a Benjamin.
Yeah. So, I mean, how many of those does a guy like Josh Reddick have to do to make it make sense?
Right. To be able to get them block letters on that car.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is it just a way to stay in touch with your fans, maybe?
You think Josh's number gets called a lot on those?
I mean, the city of Houston, the Astros fans really, really love Josh Reddick.
I don't doubt that Astros fans love him. I think
they call his number a lot, though, to do
like in order for Tyler Milner. Let's say that, like, well, you do maroon money. Let's just say money's not an issue. You're driving around in a Spider-Man Lambo. Like what? In order for you to do something and take time out of your day and send somebody videos like that, like what do you have to, like, let's say in a week, like how much do you need to make in that week for it to be like, all right, this is worth my time?
Yeah, I mean, for him, it's all got to just be a fun way to stay connected for a little bit of supplemental income.
A lot of time.
Yes.
Nothing to do with it?
That's what I think. Huh. Yes.
Now I always wonder how much those guys can make with it.
No, he's doing something. That wasn't his first rodeo. He's done that one multiple times.
I mean, if you can roll out of bed and before you ever take a shower, just say, hey, Meg, heard I'm your favorite player, babe.
Yeah, throw in your damn Astros jersey.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess if you can roll out and throw and do two or three of those and make you $300-$400, I guess. Yeah, why the hell not?
Woo! All right, the Rockets, they are, and you're going to game tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah. I am. I'll be at Toyota tomorrow.
Be at Toyota tomorrow. But the Rockets had their 9-game winning streak snapped last night against the Nuggets, and it was Nikola Jokic list Nuggets last night, and they lose, I believe, 116, 110, 111, something like that. They lose that game, but they're coming off a 9-game win streak. And as I said to folks, and I see some people who are commenting not only on Josh Reddick, but also on the Rockets.